Okay, recording. Okay, module 5. Module 5 is about identifying the stages of the router boot sequence, determine how Cisco devices locate and load the iOS, using the boot system command. Now, we had this before with a couple of the routers. Somebody had used the boot system command and was continually looking at TFTP to load.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's from
that
the boot system command. Identify the configuration register of values. You've already played with that in the password recovery. All right, but go through some of the other things like the baud rates and those sort of things for the console.
Oh, did you get that email sent you about the password recovery for the 1700s?
Yes, you fixed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just the different, slightly different commands, isn't it?
Yeah,
config.
All of the machines are slightly
stuff,
different.
Yeah.
So if you go from 2500, 2600, 1700, there's really minor differences in them.
You're better to go and get the manual like I did off the internet.
Yeah, I have to find it. I'll get that.
I've got it.
You got it for the 1700, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
Have you, got it here?
Yeah.
Can I grab it off you?
Yeah.
Cheers.
It's on my PDF, on my thumb drive.
Cool, thanks a lot.
Okay.
Well, I couldn't use the password recovery lab didn't had all the wrong commands.
Yeah, same here.
All right, so we're going to look at the Cisco iOS files and what functions they serve. List of locations of different file types on a router. Briefly describe the iOS name, because the iOS name gives you a lot of information. And what it does. We're going to do some TFTPing for images and other things. Using Xmodem to load an iOS image is in the lab somewhere. You did that one, Ian?
What's that?
Using Xmodem to load the iOS image?
Yeah, I've done that.
Yep. And show commands that are associated with the files and file system. Okay, so router startup sequence. Okay, basically what happens here is we test the router hardware. This is the same as a PC. We'll go through OS, host. That's located in the ROM. Okay, so the first thing it does when you turn on, checks the ROM, runs through the power on self test, loads the bootstrap, which allows you then to load more of the operating system. You get the Cisco iOS from either Flash, TFTP, or from ROM. If you're getting the ROM one, it's usually fairly out of date and very, very limited. But it will allow you to configure enough so that you can pull down the iOS from somewhere else. Okay, so it's just an emergency one that's there. Then we locate the configuration file either in NVRAM, TFTP, or type it in from the console. Okay, and you can set this up from your boot. Okay, the steps in locating the iOS. First thing it does, look at the configuration registers, okay, and tries to load in its various steps. Okay. Three figures here. The way you set which one to boot from is you go into the configure terminal, right, so global configuration mode, and you type the command boot system and where you want it to boot from. Okay, so in the case of Flash, you type boot system Flash, but then you would also have to tell it which iOS to load. So this is the way you can have your router start up using different iOSs. I don't know why you want to do that in industry, but certainly try it here with the different iOSs. So you use boot system Flash and then the file name. If you're getting it from TFTP, you do the same thing, boot system, but you tell it TFTP, and then you have to tell it which image and the IP address of the TFTP server. And then that'll load from there.
So you can put the iOS on your own computer, and like on the C drive or something, and give it the IP address that you currently have.
Well, it has to be in the directory that your TFTP server puts its files. Remember, TFTP's trivial file transfer protocol? It doesn't have... I don't think it has passnames. Pretty
no,
sure it doesn't.
It's a single directory, isn't it?
Yeah, single layer flat type directory. So
yes,
you'll have a TFTP directory where you stick the files, and it'll load from there. So you can't really put it just anywhere.
Oh,
it's got to be on the TFTP server in the file
right
directory.
Place. Yeah.
And the other way of doing it is from ROM, which is just boot system ROM, because there's only one place you're going to get ROM, and you're only going to have one iOS in ROM.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no options on that one. make sure you try a couple of these, to then put it back to boot system flash in the file name. So make a note of the file name. A couple of lab activities is an e-lab, but we haven't got that sorted yet. Very close to. Okay. The order in which the router looks for a system, for the system bootstrap information, depends on the boot field setting in your config register. Now, you can find out what the config register is set by using show version, and it's the very last line that comes up. The standard one is 2102. Well, 0x just means it's in hexadecimal.
It's a hex.
Yeah. Because you're setting individual bits, it's nice to think of this in hex.
Yeah. 2102. Yeah, in the password recovery, it said to use 42. Yeah, or something.
Yes, you use the 42.
Yeah.
Which we'll get to. the two change where it boots from. Okay, the config register is a 16-bit register. That's why we've got four numbers there.
Oh, yes, yes, sorry.
4 bits for each digit.
Yep.
And it's in NVRAM. The lowest 4 bits of the configuration register form the boot field, so this is where we're booting from. And you use the most newer ones, the config register command changer. Remember, that's different to the ROM monitor commands.
Yes.
When you have to recover the password, there you either have O/R or config, depending which router you've got.
Config.
Okay. If you want to boot up into the ROM monitor mode from scratch, you can change the config register value to first three digits, whatever they were before, and zero on the end. So if you have no bit set, you'll boot into ROM. To boot from the first image in flash or boot in the iOS in ROM, depending which platform you're using. Okay, so again, you've got to make sure that you pick the right one for either 1700, 2600 or 2500 in our cases. You set the first bit, so last number one. Okay. There it is, in the 1600 and 2500 series router. So, Troy, you're 1600s, aren't you?
Yep.
Okay. If you set the last number to a 1, it'll boot from the limited iOS in ROM, but the 1700 and 2600s will boot from the first image in flash if it's not. Well, there's probably no ROM in there.
Yep.
Okay, to configure the system, you use boot system commands in NVRAM, so this is the boot system command that you typed in before. You set the last value to 2. Alright, and this is where we see it as the default one, 2102. Okay, I don't think there's anything else that's used in those. The default is if there's nothing anywhere else, it'll boot into the first file in flash memory. Alright, so try those commands in the labs. Okay, troubleshooting. Now, this is probably fairly common you would have to do. The router may not boot properly because the configuration file is missing or we've got an incorrect boot system statement. So always have a look at that boot system statement if you're having trouble. That's if you can boot to begin with. But if it's booting to the wrong iOS, right, so you're there and you're firing up your 2600 and it's booting into iOS 11 point something, and you know you've got 12, you need 12, then it's probably something to do with a boot system statement. Incorrect configuration register value. This is very common in the lab environment.
How do you check the boot statement? Is that show version or show?
That'd be in the running configure. Because it's in the NVRAM.
Yeah. Yep.
We'll find out fairly shortly anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, if you do show running config, you look for the boot system statement near the top of the configuration. Okay?
Okay. Yep.
What were we at? Oh, yeah. In the lab environment, you'll find people playing around with the config register a lot more than they would in the real world, so if you're booting into ROM monitor all the time, it's probably just the config register that's set wrong. Okay, most common thing. Show version, as I said, will bring the config register info up. Okay, if there's still a problem, the router could have a corrupted flash image file. Right, this just happens. It's only memory, it may have been corrupted at some point. Some of these, as you get open, colon read error, some other messages afterwards, so it can't actually open the file. Trouble reading device magic number. Don't you love these magic numbers? boot cannot open flash. Boot cannot determine first file name on device flash. They're all signs that you've got a problem with the iOS being corrupted on flash.
Okay, so what? Then you get it back from the TFTP server or something like that?
Yep.
And put it back into the flash.
So you go one monitor, boot from TFTP, and off you go.
And copy it back.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. Software components in memory. What have we got? Okay, the operating system used in almost all Cisco devices is the iOS. There is another one that's used in some of the older switches. I can't remember what it's called now. Yeah, anyway, there's 5000 series switches in there use it, and it's quite different. It's a state-based language, but we won't actually go into those at all. Right, the prefixes for where things are located. You can have boot flash, which is just referring to the boot flash memory, of course. When you're looking at a file system and it says flash, you know it's in the NVRAM. FTP, go off to FTP. NVRAM is NVRAM itself. Sorry, I was getting that wrong. Flash and NVRAM are different. You can get them from remote copy protocol, RCP, so you can talk to remote machines. You can be talking to a slot 0, slot 1. Remember this on some of those routers where you've got a slot and a port name. Alright. I think on some of those later ones you can actually talk to the flash and the slots. What else have we got here? Okay, the iOS naming convention, as I said, this is fairly important. It's in a set format, so you start off with the hardware platform, so it's saying what this iOS is for. So it'd be something like C2600, C1700, and that's the router you're using. Next one is the feature set, for example, JS's Enterprise with Extended Capabilities. Now to find out what that is, you've got to go and look it up on the iOS Planner at the Cisco site. Alright, and there's lots and lots of them. And remember, in the real world you have to pay for all the features that are in the iOS. So you tend to buy one that's just able to do what you need to.
You don't go for the hardcore, got everything in it, so.
Yeah. And that also takes up a lot of RAM. It has to be RAM. Okay, the file format is next. For example, number one, which is relocatable and not compressed. If you notice when you guys boot up from the iOS, it says uncompressing image.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they... Anyway, relocatable means it will take it from the flash and put it into RAM. Because RAM is much faster than flash. If it's not relocatable like the ROM images, for example, it will run directly from the ROM.
Which is slow.
No, ROM's okay.
But flash is a lot slower.
Flash is very slow. And next comes the version number, and that can be all kinds of funny numbers, but normally you've got the major version, then it's point revision, and which version of the point revision it is. So if you have 121-3, that equates to version 12.13, but when you're getting the iOS, as you normally find, you're downloading a 12.1, 12.0, 12.2, and then there is sub releases and usually minor bug fixes and things like that. Right. Some examples of feature sets. Basic is a basic feature set for hardware platforms. And they usually include things like IP, and that's about it. You get a Plus set, which is what we're mostly using here, I think, Enterprise Plus, which has IP Plus, whatever that is, IP with firewall, and Enterprise Plus. Another set is encryption, where you have your 56-bit data encryption feature set. So, I think that's the AES, isn't it? Not sure. But it's used for the IPsec. So when you're doing VPNs and things like that, it has encryption set in there. Or it could be in the later releases, K8, K9, which K8 is the 64-bit encryption and K9 is greater than 64-bit. Right, so these are really cryptic type
sounds like
names. So you do have to go to the iOS selector to find out exactly what's in there. And even then it's not that straightforward.
K9.
Yes, it's the dog of an operating system.
Is it?
That's K9, isn't it?
Oh.
Yeah, dog and poo. I liked K9.
Okay. So managing the file systems using TFTP. Okay, if you want to just make a backup of your config file, what do you need to do? Let's have a look. Somebody name what you do to copy your TFTP, copy your config file to a TFTP server.
Copy running config TFT.
Yeah, easy, isn't it?
Yeah.
But what mode are you in?
Configure terminal mode.
Yes.
Yes.
Global configuration.
Global configuration.
Sorry, take that back. No.
I wouldn't have done it there.
No,
just enable.
Just enable mode.
Privileged.
Oh, yeah, privilege mode.
If you do it in the other one, it won't work.
No, it won't, because you're trying to change things.
Yes, and I've tried it there, and I know it doesn't work there.
Okay, once you type in the copy running config TFTP, you've got to give it the address of the TFTP server.
Yes.
And remember, the TFTP server has to be running on that machine. And it'll go and send off and give you little exclamation marks.
So, as a general rule, you have one TFTP server and it would have all these different file names and stuff on it.
Yeah,
and that would just be for
backup and stuff.
Just a backup server essentially for the
just so that you've got copies of them somewhere, so if you lose it or override or kill it or do something silly, you can just quickly grab it back again.
Yeah, I think.
And
then if you've got different routers, you could still use the same TFTP server.
Oh yes, and you just give them different file names.
Yeah.
Because that's the next one to ask. Once you've given it the IP address, it will then give you a default choice for the name. But you can type a name in if you like. You normally name that the router minus config, then date maybe or something similar.
The last working version or whatever it was. Yeah.
Yep. Make sure you do set up the TFTP server. It's just a cheapy free example we've got here. They all work in much the same way. It's very easy to set them up under Linux. But we've got the Windows ones here, so just fire up the TFTP server. Have a look how to configure it.
Okay.
But TFTP.
And that works through the console cable? Or does it work through the Ethernet connection?
Ethernet.
Yeah.
Well, actually.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
it would work through anywhere it can get a connection.
Okay.
So you can run through multiple routers if you wanted. If
as long as it can make
working,
its way there.
Yes, if everything's working. Normally, what you would do is you would have the TFTP server sitting on one of your local Ethernet ports. Because then all you have to do is you configure that one Ethernet port, no routing, no anything else, and you can just pull your configs down from your local area network on that Ethernet. If you've got it sitting off three hops away, you've got to have a working network to be able to pull config back.
Yeah. So you want it local?
Yes. Pretty soon if you don't. All right, managing configuration files using copy and paste. This is going to save you vast amounts of time. Basically, all you need to do is you can set up a capture text in Hyperterm or Teraterm, do a show running config.
I couldn't actually work out how to do that, so I used the JAWS commands to copy the screen contents.
Well, you can do that too. That's just easy.
That didn't work properly.
No, because what you do get is lots of other bits of information in there.
No, it was a disaster.
What you'll end up with is things like when it gets past the first page, it says more.
I know.
When you're setting up the iOS.
I got rid of them, but it was just obviously I didn't get rid of all the things I had to get rid of.
Yeah, but if you compare what you type in to what you get back from the show running config, you'll see there are differences. And what you've got to do is remove those differences and add in things like enable, because that's not in there.
No.
Configure terminal is not in there.
So you've got to put the appropriate commands in the appropriate spots.
Yeah.
So it will run straight up. Is that right? So it will run straight up.
Yeah, so then you just go paste into TerraTerm and bang, it just runs through the whole lot and configures for you. So it's a good idea to set up a nice, easy, very basic install once you've done this half a dozen times or a couple of dozen times.
Yeah.
Okay, so that when you get to the more advanced stuff later on, you don't have to type in the host name, you don't have to type in route and grip and other bits and pieces.
Nice.
You get a basic config already there, ready to go.
Yeah.
And you can concentrate on just doing the bits that you're studying in that lab.
Right. So you set up, you'd have one say for one router, then you plug your console cable into the other router and you do one for that router as well.
Yep.
Okay. Right.
But it's also handy when you're in a particular module, you'll find you're using the same config over and over again.
Yes.
But you might do it over two or three different sessions.
Right.
Yes.
So if you can save lab 5.3.2 right, as a config, then you just keep loading it up. Now, you'll be doing this a fair bit, probably more Ian than anyone else, and maybe Clint. Matthew down the end there is actually writing up the configs for all the e-labs. Because the e-labs are very hard to see, because they're all flash-based. And of course they don't
blurry.
All with voice.
Yeah.
So he's writing up the configs which you'll be able to just put directly onto the router and then go through the instructions that will be rewritten.
So we've got to work out how to copy and paste out of TerraTerm.
Yep.
So I haven't been able to work
out. We have
yet.
Someone else who... We met Kelvin. Last week.
That was a week last week.
No, week before. Last week. That was last week. Kelvin came down, he's working with Alan Armstrong, he's doing his honours thesis. And what he's going to be doing is looking at e-labs and the way to convert them for people with vision impairment. Okay, so he'll document all that for us and write them up and make life a little bit easier.
Taking them out of Flash, or is he just rewriting the Flash so they're accessible?
No, take them out of Flash.
Okay.
We can't rewrite Flash to make it accessible, it's
just not.
Doesn't happen.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not built that way.
No. Okay,
it's like Windows.
One of the fun labs we're going to do this week, I hope, is loading and storing the iOS images. So the first thing you would do when you got a new router, or a spanking brand new iOS, is you would copy the iOS over to your TFTP server so you can always get it back. Okay, so again, once you've set up your TFTP server, just run through that lab, copy your iOS across, then you will have a backup of it, and they're not big in the scheme of things. A big iOS is 16 meg. They're all based on Xenix, by the way. Xenix, what do you want to call it?
What's that?
An old, very old version of Unix.
Okay.
From the days when Unix spawned millions of variants.
Okay.
And then a lot of them just died in the arse because they weren't in use anyway.
And some of them should have died in the arse and didn't, like SCO. Who now should be blowing up anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, so once you've saved the image off to your TFTP, bring it back on. So just make sure that you know how to transfer iOS images back and forward. Good fun lab, that one.
Is that going to be something that we need to know for the final...
Yes.
No, what do you mean your skills test?
Okay.
Skills test is basically configuring up a router with some ACLs.
All right.
The ACLs are going to be hard. Right? It's back to IP addressing type stuff. It's all wrong way round.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, give it to you all wrong and you've got to sort it out.
No. The way they're configured, we won't get into this just yet, is the opposite way round to the subnet mask. So where you're ignoring bits, you're using zeros instead of ones. And it does get a little bit...
Okay.
To get your head around. But if you're okay with subnetting, you won't have any problem with it. Okay, just a little bit of thinking.
Right.
Anyway, we'll get into those later. Okay, ROM monitor and X modem to restore iOS images. This is another fun little lab. You get to go into the We're on monitor mode. Change the configuration register around, and then X modem, which is slow, slow, slow.
So you're about 1200 or something, is it?
No, it's 9600.
Oh, okay.
But when you think 4 meg at 9600 baud is pretty damn slow.
Yeah.
So what do we have to do with that? Put it onto our computer.
Yeah, you're doing exactly the same thing. You bring your iOS across using X modem.
Instead
now,
of
this is where you've completely wrecked everything, or perhaps you don't have a local Ethernet port. And the only way you can get your iOS back on the router is through either the console port or the auxiliary port. So it's a real emergency thing. When you've got a big iOS and you're trapped in a fairly old router that will only run at 9600 on the console, you may have to do it, and it takes hours upon hours upon hours.
You start it going and you come back in 2 hours and...
Try overnight. Another guy at Beach Central had to do it at one stage. They'd killed everything they had to. And
it's like, don't!
14 hours to...
Oh, jeez. For 4 megs, or was it a bigger iOS, like 16
iOS
or something?
And then switches or something.
Yeah.
I really don't know what it was.
I think that'd be about 16 megs.
Oh.
Gee. But the thing is, if you look at your conf register, you can speed the serial port up.
Ah.
Right.
Okay, by changing it to...
128.
No, you can get up to 115 cable.
Oh, that's all right.
9600 is 2102.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see where it says. We'd have to look up the... there is a list of the conf register settings. Or you can use the conf register calculator. Probably won't speak very well, but we'll have to write one for that, for the speech. This terminal session 9600, new session started at 9600. There are change. Okay, if you type in config in the ROM monitor mode, just on its own, it will then prompt you for all the settings.
Okay.
So that's the easy way around. But make sure that you have a look at all the different configuration register settings. And we'll have a look at this, see if it does speak.
Yeah.
If it doesn't speak, then we'll get some student to write one up. Or maybe, obviously, here, Kieran can knock it out in 10 minutes. Well, it's only straight lookup table.
Oh, yeah.
You look at each hex digit. And then just go, well, if it's that, it's that.
The name of it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just something really simple to work with VoiceOver.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so remember to change your baud rate back, because it'll confuse the hell out of everyone if you don't. Now, do we all know what it looks like if you've got the wrong baud rate?
Gobbledygook?
Yep.
Garbage.
All kinds of weird characters.
Yeah. All sorts of scum appearing.
No, shoots don't appear like that. Oops.
Oh!
And you can actually, after years and years and years of practice, work out what the baud rate is from the ROM characters. Yes, so I spent years doing this troubleshooting async connections over long distance. Let's see, top letter A, you're getting exclamation mark. Okay, you're running at 1200, you should be running at 2400.
Oh, so that's a certain number of characters out.
No, it's a pattern of characters. If you push one key and you get multiple characters, you're running much slower than expected.
Right.
Because your character is taking up a longer period, and it's measuring that as multiple characters.
Okay.
And if you hold the repeat key down, you're only getting single characters very slowly coming up. It's the other way around. And you normally pick
fast.
It up after time, but
it's not
certain
you need
patterns
to
you get mean certain speeds.
You've got to work on how to use this TerraTerm to get the data out of it.
Hey, it's based on an educational price. Do I need to have a student card?
No. Yeah, borrow Clint's.
Yeah.
We'll get Clint to go and buy it.
What do you need to buy? Yeah, what do you need to buy?
I'm going
to
buy a bit of iPod Nano, or Geek for a mate.
Okay, you're going to get me one too?
Yeah, you've had another 360.
Alright, let's go then.
Okay.
Hopefully my student card. You paid for your student card last semester, it lasts a whole year, doesn't it?
Your student card will last your entire course.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, all right. That's just for your what's the name for you?
No, bookshop.
Yeah. Okay. We've got... Where did I go? I lost a page here.
Uh-oh.
There we go.
I'll just wait till the end of this
That's it. Okay, there's one for a one. Xmodem 1. Send. Okay, you can also use the wonderful set command, which I think from memory...
just a quick question about the Xmodem. I know you can copy your iOS from your TF from your computer over to it, but can you do it the other way, from your router to your computer?
Yes, I think. Hang on, we'll go back on and check. So TFTP. Maybe not, but I don't know why you'd want to go the other way, because it's too slow.
Well, yeah, I know, but I mean, I've got a TFTP server here.
Give it a shot, but I don't think you'd want to, because you'd configure your machine up, your router up, and then you'd back everything up.
Yeah.
Once it's running, yeah, because you don't back up when it's not running. Pointless.
Mind you, I suppose if you've got the software and you've done your running config, even if you only get the basic iOS from ROM, you'd still use your config term, your config settings to correct that, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Okay, the set command. This can be used to set environment variables, very much the same as you did in DOS. And you still do it in Novell and things.
Yes.
Set computer name sort of thing, and then you can give it a name, and whenever you say computer name in a script, it'll then just replace that with the string you put in. Things you can do here if... so it's TFTP DNLD.
Ooh. Sounds like download.
Well, it is. It's TFTP download. It's a command that you can enter with no arguments, as long as you've got certain things set. So it's probably an inbuilt script. So if you type an IP address equals whatever, IP subnet mask equals your default gateway, TFTP server, and the TFTP file name, these are all using environment variables, which are there in the notes, I won't read them all out. You can just type TFTP DNLD, and it'll download the iOS using those environment variables. So if you want to simplify things, you could. Can't see a lot of point in it.
So if you're, doing it quite often, you do that probably.
Well, you might, yeah, but you generally don't download your...
No.
You shouldn't need to download it that often.
Well, unless you're doing testing or something.
It's very wrong if you do.
Unless you're testing a new version and you're wanting to go backwards and forwards between the two to see if there's differences or something.
Okay. So for Module 5, the key things are that you must get working and understand properly is how the router boots up, so that you know where things are kept, whether it's boot ROM, whether it's in flash, NVRAM, and accessing TFTP. Set up the TFTP server and send things both ways.
Mm-hmm. To and from. Yeah.
Yep. Change your configuration registers around and see what it does. Right. So look up the values that for changing board rates. And you can do this if you go into ARMON and then do your config and then change the board rate. You'll see you get gobbledygook out from the terminal after that. But you'll then be able to change the TeraTurn board rate to match it. But make sure you change these things back, otherwise really much people around. Other things to do is setting up the TFTP server and making sure we can send the iOS both ways and get start up config from there as well. What else is there in this? Yep, and the different show commands. Critical you know the show commands, because whenever you're trying to set things up or troubleshoot, the show command is the way that you find out what you need to do. So look at the relevant show commands for this. Okay, that's about it.
Okay.